Just to review again the Kitzur, we have a Tosefta in Brachos Perek Dalet that's quoted in the Gemara and Lamed Zayin and Aleph, where the Tosefta discusses the topic of one who has bread, which was Hamotzi, and then he cooks the bread. Does it retain the Brach of Hamotzi or not? So the Tosefta's Loshon is Tchonu Vafor, he ground up the Chitin and he made it into flour, then he mixed water, then he baked it into cake, bread, chonav afor. And then a bishlo, so is it, does the bishlo cause it lower down to the level of possible the kisim? Does it retain the status of amoitzi? So we gave a moshel, there's a din if you have matzah, which is lechem only, regular matzah, and you cook it, so there's a machleik satanaim. The Gemara says, be passing like Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Meir, that lowers it to the level of matzah shira. And it doesn't give a difference how big the matzah is when you cooked it. Sounds like whenever you cook matzah, it's considered matzah shira. So here, what if I cook a lechem? Should I say that any time I cook a lechem, since it softens it, so it's always automatically called pasah b'gisnin, or no? So the Tosefta says it depends whether prus is kayam or not prus is kayam. So what does that mean? So Rashi understands that the Amaroim having a machlekes on Lamed Zayin on the base, machlekes Rav Yosef against Rav Sheshes, and the maskana is like Rav Sheshes, this is exactly the machlekes how to read that Tosefta. What's the Pirush Amilus? That according to Rav Yosef, the Pirush Amilus is Bizman Shaprusis Kayomis, if it has a volume of a kezayis, then it retains the din of Lechem. And if Einat Prusis Kayams, it doesn't have the volume of Kazayas, then it goes down to the level of Pasah B'Gisnin. And Rabbi Yosef says that it doesn't really depend on that at all. That's how Rashi translates the words Chavitza. Chavitza means lechem that was cooked. What is the derivation of the word Chavitza? We're not sure, according to Rashi. But that's what he says. Chavitza means lechem that's cooked. So then we got stuck. So what did the Gemara quote? What did the Gemara prove from a Tosefta? The Gemara quotes a Braise, which the Keren Oreb is kind enough to notify us that it's a Tosefta in Brachos, in Perikei. Hayoyim in the Makriv, he says, Shechyanu, Netono Liocholon, he says, Hamoitzi. So, who says that you're talking about a case of Lechem that was cooked? The Kohen is eating a mincha. Who says that he cooked a mincha? So Rashi explains, no, that Tosefta happens to be talking about a minchas machvas or marcheshes. There were several types of minchas, menoches. So this Tosefta, that's how Rashi understood the Gemara. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to read the Gemara otherwise. Tosefta doesn't agree at all with Rashi, but that's how Rashi learns. This Tosefta, the context of this Tosefta is that it's talking about Minchas Machvas and Marcheshes, which has a Tigun. So it's not exactly the same as our topic. Our topic is that you had Lechem, that you had Chonav Afor Ubishlo. First I baked it, then I cooked it. No, here I never baked it first and then I cooked it. Milachatchila I did Tigun. And Tigun is Dino Kibishul. That's how Tosefta says, Dino Tigun is Dino Kibishul. Even though it's not a deep fry. If you have a deep fry, of course it's Bishul. Not such a deep fry over here, and still Tigun is Dina Kibishul. So that's a Shaila. If it has a Bishul, can you recite Hamoitzi or not? The same Shaila. If you have Lechem, which was Tchonav Afor Bishlo, does it retain the Bracha or not? There's the same Shaila if you did Milachatchila a Bishul. If you did Lachatchila a Bishul on the Lechem, will it be Hamoitzi or not? A Bishul on the Lechem. So some. Parenthetically, a bishul on the lechem. Isn't there a requirement in order to be considered lechem that you have to have afiyah? Didn't we have a pasuk? So the Tosfos touches up the Rashi a little bit. The bottom Tosfos lechem also mekutach. The Tosfos appears in Pesachim also in Daf Lamed Zayin. The same daf. Here's brachas Daf Lamed Zayin. There's Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Tosfos explains, based on the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you had a blila ova, even if you have a bishul later on, it'll still be hamotzi. It's still called lechem. If you had a blila raka, then you need afiyah. But if you had a blila ova, then even if you have bishul later on, it can also be hamotzi. The only shaila is maybe it should be bari minim zaynus. Maybe it should be labeled as pasah b'kistin, which will depend if you kaveh suda or not. Sometimes it'll be hamotzi, sometimes mizaynus. That's what the Gemara says on the top of the next daf. If you kaveh suda and pass above the kist and then it's amoitz. If you're not kaveh suda, then it's mezoinis. So the Gemara quotes a tosefta. No, it's always amoitz. It's always amoitz. So that's what Rabbi Yosef claims. The reason why it's amoitz is because the tigun was done. It's prusis kazais. Tani Allah kulam posan kazais. Since the prusis are kazais, it retains the original bracha. It doesn't fall down to the category of pasa babakist. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Then the Gemara. Then Omalei Abai. So Abai raises an objection against Rav Yosef's opinion. Ela meyato, if what you said is correct, that if one were to follow the opinion of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Hachachamim that's a Mishnah Menachos. Machloek is on the din daraisa. Here, this whole story is talking about a din darabonon, hamotzi versus mezonos. But Tana de Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the stam mishnah in Menachos on the level of daraisa. When it says it, when you make a minchas machvas and marcheshes pososo sapitim, and then you do kmitza, and then the shiori haminchas nechal to the zicher kuri yom v'laylo ad chatzos and yazara. So pasosa sapitim, how big are those pitim? So the Tana in the Mishnah goes with the Shita that it's kazais, kulam posan kazais. Tana the very Bishmod disagrees. Porchanach Marzir and the Sultan. So Abai says, you mean to tell me, according to what you just said? Not you mean to tell me, that's what he said. According to Tana Rabbi Shmod, the brother will not be Hamoitzi, because the particles are very tiny. So he says, so what are you going to... So we got stuck right away yesterday when we were reading the Gemara. Doesn't it depend on the Shas HaBishul? Prusis Kayam, if Tchana Vapol Bishla, so if the Prusis Kayam is Kazais at the time of Bishul, then it goes down to the level of Mezonos. If Prusis Kayam is Kazais at the time of Bishul, then it's Hamoitzi. So even if later on you cut off a little piece, it should still be Hamoitzi, no? So Abai imposing the Kasha and asking the question, Elamiyato, according to you, Rabbi Yosef, it should follow that Tana Rabbi Rishmo would say, that you say bari minim zaynis, and he's gonna ask a kasha. So Abaye, in asking the kasha, apparently thinks not so. Abaye understood and misunderstood, whatever. Abaye understood that Yosef is saying that it doesn't depend on the size at the time of the bishul. Even if at the time of bishul I had a kazais, but now when I'm eating it, but no shabbat, people have French toast. You have big pieces, Prusis kazais when it was cooked with the eggs, and then you say I'm eating. You take a knife and a fork and you cut off a little piece. That's less than a kazais. According to Abai, the bracha, according to Abai's understanding of Yosef, the bracha will be mezonos. So he asks, Elamiyato, according to Tani Rabbi Shmuel, you break it up, Hashemachzir on the Sultan, for the mitzvah, the rice of Pasos HaSopitim, even though at the time of the Tigun, at the time of the Machbas Marcheshus, when you did the Tigun, it had a kazais. So Chanam, you're going to tell me that the bracha is mezonos, and Chitay Machanam, yeah. Rabbi Yosef will say, yes, that is correct. So how do you know that it's wrong? So he says, no. He has a brisa. Where is this brisa? So Rashi's understanding is that this is a brisa in Menachos. We don't have this tosefta in Menachos. This is a brisa in the middle of Menachos. Likit mikulam kazais. He's collecting together tiny crumbs of a korban mincha. The kohen is collecting tiny crumbs of a korban mincha and putting them together. So it says if it's chametz, he's chayv koris, and if it's matzah, he's etzidei chavos. So this is our pella, Tosis says. How can it be a chametz? How can it be a chametz? Menachos are not supposed to be made from chametz. It's a lois esse. We mean he did keneged adin. Doesn't make any sense. And then the matzahu adam yotzidecha vasa v'pesach. How can it be? It's not matzah nachelos l'chol shiva, and it's not matzah nachelos b'chol mashvasechem. The pasuk says b'chol mashvasechem tochel l'matzahs. The Gemara in Pesachim has one amoyra of the opinion. The matzah shen and achelas b'chol mashav v'sein ekwe matzah. The Mishnah says, chalas toide v'kike inozi, you're not yoytze. Mishnah just says, if a person baked chalas toide v'kike inozi, intending to sell it to the public, intending to sell it, and he understands that he's not going to get any customers, then he's going to keep it for himself. He can't afford, a fellow's a baker. So he has to, in Yerushalayim, he's a baker in Yerushalayim. So he bakes the size matzahs that you need for challahs toide v'kikei nozi, in case people will come and they want to buy it. So it has to make it a bit tahara to make sure that it's usable for the carbon, for the challahs toide v'kikei nozi. He has in mind, in case he's not going to get any customers, so he's going to use it himself. What's he going to do with all the leftovers? So he has that in mind. So if he baked chalas toidim kikinoz asan lacherim, if he baked it in order to give it to other people, to sell it to customers, then he has in mind, obviously, whatever's left over, he's going to keep himself. So then the Mishnah says he is yotzei dechavasa with the matzah. Why? Because he had in mind, in case I won't get customers, I won't use it as chalas toidim kikinoz. What he's going to have in mind every single day, he's going to bring korban toida. He's not a nazir. He's waiting in case a nazir will show up. He can't bring a toida every day. He'll go broke. Whatever the 2 cents he's going to make on his bakery, every day he's going to bring a korban toida. He can't. It's too expensive. He has in mind, in case he doesn't get a customer, so he'll use it for himself and his own purposes. So that's not called matzah shena nachelis hamashav. But if Hasan liatzma, he himself is a nazir. He himself wants to bring a korban toida today. And he bakes chalas toidu kikanoz, he absolutely has in mind, that's it. He's going to use it chalas toidu kikanoz. Then even if something happens and it comes up that he doesn't use it chalas toidu kikanoz, but since that was his absolute intention, so then the Mishnah says that you're not yours. Why not? So the Gemara gives two explanations. So one Amar says, based on the mashmaras of the Pesach, Shivas Yachim Telchol Matzahs, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is only Leil Pesach. So what is the Shivas Yachim? Has to be Matzah Haruya Lehayochol Kol Shiva. Matzah and Achelus L'chol Shiva is Kriya Matzah. But over here, since he had in mind that this is going to be Chalas Tadi B'Kikenoz, Ason Liatzmo, he thought absolutely this is going to be a Chalas Tadi B'Kikenoz. So he intended that it's not going to be Nechol Kol Shiva. And the other Ramara said, no, what do you need Matzah Haruya L'chol Shiva? If the mitzvah of Achelus Matzah is only Laila HaRishon, why should you require such a strange condition? That it should be Matzah Haruya L'chol Shiva, Taka strange din. Why should one Amar and the Gemara say you need matzah ruy l'chol shiva? So that's what, when you learn that Gemara, it sounds like that opinion in the Gemara probably is following the view of the Vilna Gaon. They quote from the name of the Vilna Gaon that there's such a concept as mitzvah harushus. Some say that it's a contradiction in terms, it's impossible. Wait a minute, mitzvah, what does a mitzvah mean? Mitzvah means you're mitzvah to do something. So the Baruch Shalom commanded us, in case you're interested, you can do what in case you're interested. Either you're obligated to do it, you're not obligated to do it. A mitzvah doesn't just mean a good deed. In Yiddish, the expression, I did my mitzvah for the day, means I did my good deed for the day. Help the old lady carry a package across the street, or something like that. So that's a mitzvah. But in biblical Hebrew, in halachic terms, a mitzvah means you're mitzvah, you're obligated to do something. So what do you mean a mitzvah so sure? How can it be optional? It's a contradiction in terms. So that's what some think. But the Vilna Gaon says like that. There's such a thing as a mitzvah so shus. Laila HaRishon, the Gemara says, the first night of Pesach, one is obligated to eat matzah. And the rest of Pesach, rishus. So what does it mean, rishus? So we usually understand the Gemara, totally optional. If you don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to, period. That's the end of the story. If you want to eat a filling meal, and you get not allowed to eat bread or bagels or a challah, so eat matzah, it'll be filling. That's what it means of rishus. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's a mitzvah, so rishus. You are in fulfillment of a mitzvah, it's a voluntary mitzvah. It's a chiddush that such a concept exists. So we mentioned several times that the Nitziv, in his commentary on the Chumash, he has long footnotes that are called Herchev Dov. It's at the end of a Chukaisa, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, he has a long footnote regarding Hafrashas Maisris. He wants to say that just like the Vilna Gaon, first he quotes from the Vilna Gaon that such a thing as mitzvah so shus. That's the Yisoid, the Chiddush number one. And then he thinks that such a thing as a kiyum deraisa. Even though there's no chiyuv, there's a kiyum. There's a kiyum hamitzvah on the level of deraisa. Then he broadens it out. He has more examples of such a thing. So he gives an example if you're mafrish, shumus amaisus an lakuach. The obligation to be mafresh trumas and maaser says in Chumash, "Aser te ases kal tuas aracha yotze asod de shana shana only tuas aracha." If it grew in your farm, if it grew in someone else's farm, and I buy it from him, the Gemara says in Bab Mitzi and Daf Peches that lokuach is not chayv min atorah. You're chayv min the rabbanon to be mafresh trumas and maaser, but min atorah you're not obligated to be mafresh. So the Netziv is mechadesh. You're not obligated to be mafresh, but he thinks mitzad asvara. That if you will be mafresh, there'll be a kiyum ha-mitzvah on the hafrashas trumas amaisis. There'll be a kiyum on the level of the rice. Then he gives more examples. Then we had a Ravid says like that. Even though the obligation to be mafresh trumas amaisis menatera is limited to dog and tirish v'yitzar, but if you go ahead you're mafresh on any other fruits and vegetables, there'll be a kiyum on the level of the rice. Then a suggestion made by the Ravid. Then the Ravid has it in the sefer kosav shom. he had yesterday, the Ravid and the Balamor going to Chavrus, and they always disagree with each other. So the Ravid has a running commentary on the Balamor. He, like over here, yesterday we read the Ravid's Hasoga on the Balamor. So the Ravid's Hasogas are called, they found the manuscript printed in the Vilna Shas, they only have on a few assistants, but he really wrote down all of Shas. He disagreed with everything the Balamor said, not just here and there. Everywhere. He disagreed with everything the Balamor said. So they found the manuscript of Chavrus 100 years ago, 80 years ago, and they printed it. So because every paragraph begins with the word Kosav Shom, so that's what they call the Sefer. Kosav Shom, it says in the Sefer Hamor, he quotes a line from this Chavrus and Sefer, and then he says, it's no good. He says, it's so good, he stole it from me. He always has a Hasag or something. So they arrive in the Kosav Shom on Chulin. In the end of Chulin, Reibin writes like that, if you marfish trumas and maizis and other fruits and vegetables other than dogum tirish v'yitzah, the hafrosh is chal men atar, there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah men atar, even though there's no chiyuv. And where does that lead you? And what are the special dinim of this truma? That was a voluntary truma. Would you say, if a zar eats the truma, that is chay misa b'day shamayim, and if he eats a b'shegi, he has to pay karam chamisha, he starts making up new dinim. He starts figuring out on his own. No sources from the Gemara. What's the din? And such truma that was a voluntary truma, but it's chavan atar. Okay, see, that's fantastic chidushim in that area. Then it has more, and others have other chidushim like that. There's such a concept. There is such a concept as a mitzvah kiyumus. So the Vilna Goyen has this chidush. That even though one is only obligated to eat matzah laila harishon, the choyva to eat matzah laila harishon, but if one will eat matzah the rest of Pesach, there will be a mitzvah kiyumus. So then it makes a little more sense what it says in the Gemara. That one opinion in the Gemara is matzah shen achelus lechol shiva and a kriya matzah. Why do you have to have matzah hariyah leyachol chol shiva? The mitzvah of eating matzah is only laila harishon. So what's the shaitas on matzah? It's only rishus, means if you're hungry and you're going to be starving, so fill yourself up by eating matzah. So why? That's what it means. According to the Vilna Gaon, makes a little better sense. Ibn Ezra says like that. The Vilna Gaon says like that. They considered Ibn Ezra as an apikoros, so that's why they never quoted from Ibn Ezra. So the Vilna Gaon, they don't yet consider an apikoros, even though he was all for secular studies. He wanted to go to medical school, but his father didn't let him. He wanted to go to medical school in order to understand the Gemara better. In order to understand Elutrafis, in order to understand all the biology anymore. So his father wouldn't let him. His father felt if my son will go to medical school, he'll be the biggest doctor in the world, and that'll be mukhiv to waste time to save everybody's lives. As long as he didn't go to medical school, you're not mukhiv. Even though you're the world's biggest genius, and if you go to medical school, you'll be able to save so many lives. Not mukhiv to go. But if you went to medical school and you have the chokhmas ha-refuah, and then someone is sick, and you are a better doctor than all the other doctors put together, then you're mechuyev to be mevatel all of your learning in order to save all the lives. So that's what the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon writes. Is now coming to the Pas Hashulchan that the Gro wanted to go to medical school because he said to the extent that one will be lacking in knowledge of the sciences, he'll be lacking in understanding of Torah. That is a fact. If you don't know science well, so you can't understand all the dinim and the Gemara. So that's what he wanted. Nunu. So they don't know yet. So they didn't declare the Vilna Gaon as an apikoros. So that's why they quote this in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Instead of quoting the Ibn Ezra, who's a few years older than the Vilna Gaon, a few centuries before the Vilna Gaon. So they should quote the Ibn Ezra, says like that, that there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah kol shiva. The mitzvah kiyumis is only laila harishon, and mitzvah kiyumis is kol shiva. So according to that opinion of the Ibn Ezra, with the Vilna Gaon, you can understand a little better this Gemara, that matzah shein achelos kol shiva is ain't a kri matzah. The other opinion in Gemara denies it. There's bechal no such thing. You don't need matzah real lechal shiva, but he holds you need matzah hanachelas bechal mosh shabbos, because the pasuk says bechal mosh v'sechem tochel matzah. So if you have a chalas toida rikike nazir, you have the matzahs from the korbanos. It's not nechal kol shiva. It'll be nifsal balina if you leave it overnight. It's only nechal yom v'layla ad chatzos. It's not nechal bechal mosh v'sechem. It's only eaten in Yerushalayim. As a status of a kachim kar, you can't eat it wherever you want. So these are the kashas that the Tosis has against Rashi. These are the kashas that the Ravitain is against the Balamor. Rashi just adopted, the Balamor over here just adopted Rashi's pshat. That what Rashi understood, liket mikulam kazai, is is a braisa, a tosefta, in the context of Maseches Menachos somewhere. And the tosefta prior to this line lists off the various Menachos, and then it says if you have all the different crumbs of the Menachos, no one crumb has a kazayit, but if you put together a whole bunch of crumbs and you eat them, so then in chametz on ishkars matzil yotzeh kazayit. So that's what all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. What? The Tosefta is talking about liket nikulam crumbs of a korban mincha, and if it's chametz, yechayv kares. There is no such thing as a korban mincha that's chametz. It's an isa to do that. In matzuhu adam yotzeh derech avasa b'pesach, so the tainah is also wrong. The Rishonim taina all the kashas. It's ein nachelus kol shiva. It's ein nachelus b'chol mashveseichem. And then the Rishonim also asked the other kasha. Kasha that I mentioned yesterday for the Karen Eris, I was looking this morning. So the Rishonim asked that kasha too. That was Rabbi Rochasid, I think. So Mother Rishonim asked the kasha that it's not shalachem, it's kodesh. If my Sheni is mamon gavoya, so it's not called shalachem. So kochim, menachas kochim. So it's certainly not called shalachem. So somehow the Balamor drayed his way out of the kasha. We don't understand how he read the braisa. He says, Liket mikulam kazayis is talking about the menachas. Then the next, but it doesn't say a din. Just says liket mikulam kazayis vachol, and it doesn't say a din. The next sentence, which is the end of the sentence, emchametzu anishkaris matzi dechavasa bepesach, means if you would be melake little crumbs of chulin, not of menachas. So what does the first line mean? Liket mikulam kazayis. So what's the din? Unless the end of the sentence is missing, that you say hamoitzi. The sentence is missing. We don't know how to read it according to Rashi and Balamar. We don't know how to read the Brice. Okay, so we're not sure exactly how there's something missing over here, but somehow Rashi reads this Brice, Liket Nikulam. This Brice is only Aliba the Tana de Bei Rebbe Shmuel. Why is it only Aliba the Tana? We don't pass like Tana de Bei Rebbe Shmuel. That when you have a Minchas Machves Marcheshes, and you do the Posos Osa Pitim, it's not Posos Am Kazayis. The petisim have to be machzir and the sultan. You have to grind it up till it's mamish, thin like flour. How do you see that this brisa goes like Tana Bei Rebbe Shmuel? Because it says, liket mikulam. You don't have a chunk that's the size of a kazayis. If this brisa would have thought like the Mishnah, that the petisim are kazayis, so you don't have to be malake. The petisim are kazayis. The size of the petisim is kazayis. So obviously this brisa, according to Rashi, this is a braisa in a tosefta in the middle of Menachos, is quoting Aliba de Tana by Rabbi Shmuel, and it says, so where does it say that you say Hamoitzi? It doesn't say that you say Hamoitzi. Maybe Taka don't say Hamoitzi. So Rashi says, it says, in Matzahu, Adam Yetziv Dechavasa Letesa. So what's the proof? I mean, if you're yetzi dechay basa be pesach, therefore it should be hamoitzi. Why? Well, we have cases where it's mezainus. The Gemara is on the next daf, and we said the Rambam sheet. We gave the mashal of the Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds that egg matzah is kosher for leil aseder. That it's not called lechem. It's not called matzah shira. Rambam holds matzah shira is only the dalid mashkim, only yain shem and dvash and chol. And all other made payris doesn't make matzah shira. So according to the Rambam, egg matzis is mizaynus and yotzi dechavasa b'pesach. You probably say mizaynus, you probably be kaver sudan, okay? But even if you're not kaver sudan, it'll be mizaynus. You still be, you can be yotzi dechavasa b'pesach. So how does Rashi see that there's a connection over here?
I think Rashi and Zaki Memal Manala says the problem with cooked matzah is that it's not lechem anymore.
Yeah.
So you were saying yesterday also that the reason why the first braisa with Machmir Menachos is coming to prove Rabbi Yosef, it's proof that it's not like she does Rabbi Yosef, that if it's cooked, it's not considered lechem anymore. But even though it's cooked, the pieces are kazayis and it's still considered lechem.
Right.
So on that logic, if it's cooked and the pieces are smaller than kazayis, it's still considered lechem from the fact that you'd be yotzi matzah, and you don't say, since it's cooked, Rashi,
it's not Mabata Shema. We're not sure about that Rashi either. Yeah. Rashi. Yesterday we were saying everything according to Taisus and Rabbeinu Yonah.
Rashi,
he's pointing out that I was pulling the wool over your eyes yesterday. I was giving an interpretation within Rashi, which Rashi himself doesn't agree with. Rashi and Pesachim says that we pass him like Rav Yossi. His sheet is that a matzah mevashalus is no good because bina tamatzah alek. Because Rashi doesn't say like Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yoyin. Rashi that it's matzah ashir. Rashi says because it's not called lechem. Why is it not called lechem? But the bishul is mevatul le'afia, and it's talking about a bli l'raka. It's a problematic Rashi. We're not too sure what Rashi means over there. Yeah, I wanted to make life easier. So I was ignoring that Rashi himself. Yeah. It's a problem, yeah. So what do you want to say over here? So how does Rashi prove, according to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, how does Abaye, so we understand Likid Mikula means that there are tiny crumbs, each crumb is less than a kazayas. And this is talking about Likid Mikula of a minchas machlas and marcheshes. Maybe he's talking about a minchas solas. No. So what do you mean liket mikulam? It's going to have tis and kazayis. So obviously this brayse is according to Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel that machzir on the sultan. Paruch Hanu Hashem machzir on the sultan. Posos said bitim, you have to break it into tiny particles, very small. So this brayse goes according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, and it still says in matzu horim yetzdech avasu bepesach that it's called lechem. That's what Rashi says over here. It's called lechem. Rashi doesn't say what I said yesterday. That is it called lechemoni? I wanted to make life easier. But Rashi over here doesn't say that. Rashi himself doesn't say that. I don't understand the Rashi himself. I don't understand the Rashi here. That's what Rashi says. I don't understand. He says, from the fact that it's good for matzah, even though it had tigun, and tigun is like bishul, even though it's not a deep fry, tigun is like bishul, even though it's not a deep fry. So the shaila is, it depends on ptis and kazayis, according to Rabbi Yossi. So this brayse goes like Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, you're not going to have ptis and kazayis. At the time that you cooked it, you had ptis and kazayis. You had the whole asiris eifah, it was all together. But right now it's not ptis and kazayis, because pososa sapitim. Magziran the sultan, it's thin like flour. So the fact that the Brisa says Yati Yetzi Dechavasa with Pesach shows that even if he did a bishul and it's less than a kazayis, it still is hamaitzi. That's against Rabbi Yosef. Why? Because the Brisa says even though he did a bishul and it's less than a kazayis, he's still Yetzi Dechavas Matzah. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe Bishirson. Maybe he baked it all later on. So it has an afia now. Gemara says, how can you say Kishirson? Maybe now he did an afia, and it doesn't have tiny particles less than a gazai. So the Gemara says, you can't interpret like that. How can you say Bishirson? It says, Busha acholon tok de achilas pras. If Irson, it's one loaf again. So it should say, Busha acholoi. The Gemara says, scrap it. That suggestion that we just made that it's talking to Shirson is simply not correct. We're talking, Hacham Askin, but Bomi Lachem Gadol. Yeah. So what does it mean, Bomi Lachem Gadol? So yesterday, he said, a pshat, I wish that would have been a pshat. Again, Rashi doesn't say like that over here. Rashi clearly doesn't say like that. I said, the Briskerov pointed out, what do you mean, Hacham Askin? Hacham Askin is a technical term when the Gemara is giving an ukimp to pshat. And Amora says it then. You have a Mishnah that contradicts, you have a Brisa that contradicts. Amora says, no, that Brisa, that Mishnah, talking about a special case. In a normal case, the din is like me. And that Mishnah and Brisa is a special case. So that's what it sounds like. Oh, Maskina, that Brisa is talking about a special case. No, it's always like that. But Minchas Machvas Marcheshes is always Bomi Lachem Gadol. At the time of the Bishul, you had way more than a Kazayis. Had all a series of Eifor. At the time that you're about to eat it, it has less than a kazayis, because you tell me that this brisa, this tosefta over here, is following the opinion of Tanan de Brei Rabbi Shmuel, that you break it up into tiny particles, each particle is less than a kazayis. But initially, when you did the tigun on it, when you did the machvas and marcheshes on it, it had all a series of eifah, it had a few kazayis in it. So that's a problem. So in other words, the Gemara is backing out. Originally, Abai thought that Rabbi Yosef, Abai misunderstood Rabbi Yosef. He thought that Ptis and Kazayis depend on the time of Achila. Mar says, no, Ptis and Kazayis determines whether it's Mezayis HaMetzet, depends at the time of the Bishul, not at the time of the Afiyah. So since at the time of the Bishul, they had Ptis and Kazayis, they had all Asiris HaEifa. Even though later on you take a fork and a knife and you say, bro, you're about to eat it, you'll still say HaMetzet, because it's always bo min lechem go. So the problem is, why does the Gemara say Hach Maskina? The Gemara should have said, Shiny Hasam, Shehu Bomi Lechem Gorol. That is totally in the Bishul, it's not totally in the Shas Achila. So that's why Rashi had the Girsa Hach Maskina. Rashi had the Girsa, he didn't have a different Girsa. Shiny Hasam, the Bomi Lechem Gorol. And Rashi translates the Gemara literally. The Yoylam Abai does not change his mind. Abai is working with this svara, which I think is very strange. We don't pass like this, Rashi. Very strange. That the Ptis and Kazayis that Rav Yosef is talking about doesn't depend on the moment of Bishul, depends on the moment of Achila. Even at the time of Bishul, you had a Kazayis, and a bracha was not lowered down to the level of Mezainis. But if you take a fork and a knife and you eat like a normal human being today, and you're about to say a bracha, and then you're going to cut a tiny particle. So you should say mezainis, because the particle you're going to cut is going to be less than a kazayis. But the Gemara says like this, if you still have a big chunk that's bigger than a kazayis, I have a lechem that was mavushal, and I'm going to cut off a tiny bit and eat it. The tiny bit I'm going to eat is going to be less than a kazayis. So if I still have left a big chunk that's kazayis, and this piece that I put in my mouth is going to be hamotzi. But if I have left less than a kazayis, let's say someone else started eating. So he said hamotzi, he said, and the second guy, third guy, each guy nibbles away. Now there's less than a kazayis left. So by the time I come, my portion is less than a kazayis. So since on the plate there's less than a kazayis, I say mezonos. The other people, since at the time that they're cutting away, nibbling away, there's more than bo min lechem gadol. There's still more than a kazayis left that's not cut up, so they say hamotzi. But the one who comes and he's going to start to eat, and the piece on the plate is less than a kazayis, that becomes mezainis. So it's very strange. That's for the Bishkura V'Yastan Rashi. What do you mean? It makes what's left on the plate, which I'm not going to eat, this determines what bracha I say what I am going to eat. You should decide based on what I'm eating what the bracha is. If this is a kazayis, then this becomes hamotzi. If this is less than a kazayis, this is less than hamotzi. What's it got to do what's left on the plate but I'm not eating? What the bracha should depend on what I'm eating, not what the part that I'm not eating. Pilat plimit, that's what Rashi says. Hach maskinam b'shelo yirsan. Scrap the idea of yirsan, no. Budiko amrit, avhorik toni, dechoshin avi lachm bo min lachm gol, v'nishim an alechm shelo nifras kuloi. He left some of the bread behind that he didn't cut up. He only cuts a tiny particle, less than a kazayis, but on the plate you have left the whole kazayis. Avlam nifras kuloi, but even though at the time of Bishul it had a full kazayis, but you cut the whole thing up in tiny particles, so then it's going to be mezainis. It's a pilei plaim, the Rashi, the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Not to be understood. But that's why all the Rishonim rejected Rashi's pshat. Usually the Balamor adopts Rashi and Taisvis when it fits in better. Here the Rashi fits in worse. Here Rashi doesn't fit in. So what did Rashi? What did the Balamor Chappis find from this Rashi? It's the Ravid Hasoga. Ravid Bichlal said on the Balamor, we should follow our tradition. And their community in Provence, they had traditions how to read the Gemara. So the Balamor is going against the tradition. He very often would adopt Rashi and Tosfos, the Pirush of the Tzarfatim. So the Ravid is Masig. You should ignore all the Tzafatim. We have in our community, we have our own tradition, and forget about Rashi and Taisa. The Kal V'Chaim over here, the Rashi is so difficult. What are the Chappis Palas from this Rashi? So all the other Rishonim reject the Rashi. They're all problems. The way they present, the main problem is the Liket Mikulam. How can Rashi translate Liket Mikulam goes on a Mincha? It just doesn't fit in. Liket Mikulam goes on Chamesh Esmini Dogan. This brisa that talks about Liket Mikulam is a brisa in Maseches Challah when it lists up Chameshes Minei Dogon, Chita Mesorim Kushim Mishibol Lashul Nashipon, Kulam Mitzdar from Yachad Hischai Bechallah, or there's a Mishnah like that in Psochim, Chita Mesorim Kushim Mishibol Lashul Nashipon is good for Matzah, or there's a Mishnah in Menachos like that you're not permitted to eat Chodosh before Hakrovos Minchas Ha'omer. On the first day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, so it says Chodesh is only from the Chameshes Minei Dogan. And then it says these are the only things that are Lechem and Hamoitzi and Bechot Hamozen until Zedayim. And Erev HaTzeres gives you all of dinim that depend on Chameshes Minei Dogan. So this Tosefta says, Likid Mikulam Kazayis V'Acholon. If you eat 1/5 of a Kazayis of Chomets, that's from Chitim. 1/5 of Kazayis of Chomets, that's from Seorim. 1/5 of Kazayis from Shibar the Shul and Shibon and so on. So the all the Chameshes Minei Dogan Amit Stavniyah. So they rejected Rashi Pshat on Amit Beis. So what about Rashi's topic? So the Gemara is not talking about that. So what's the din in that topic? I have pas which I cooked. So these Rishonim say no. Pas that you cooked is the Tosefta on Amit Aleph, Tchonav Afo Bishlo, Prusis Kayamis, and Prusis Kayamis means Kazayis. Period. Prusis Kayamis means Kazayis. And it's not, so that's what Rashi said, no. Rashi learned that was a machlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, and the maskana is like Rav Sheshes, that is not Kazayis. So the other Rishonim say, no, that was never a machlekes. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes are not arguing how to read the Tosefta on Amud Aleph. Prusis Kayamis means Kazayis, period. That's the end of the story. And you can say it depends on the Shas Bishul, doesn't depend on the Shas Achila. I would have thought if Mom Mustafa, it depends on the Shas Bishul, not on the Shas Achila. So what is the machlekes on Amud Beis? A totally different machlekes. That's what Tosfos says. The word chavitza appears in a regular jastro. And it doesn't mean French toast. What does it mean? So Tosfos has a gemara above Metzia, the top Tosfos, the last line in the top Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Chavitza de Tamri. The gemara talks about tamarim, dates that are very juicy, very sticky, very juicy. And you stuck them all together, so they're going to hold together. That's called chavitza tamid, that they're nidbokim yachad. So chavitza in our Gemara is a discussion. I had a challah, and I broke it up into tiny particles. So you have, let's say I have a matzah, which started off as hamoitzin, and they made matzah mel out of it. So what bracha do you say on matzah mel? Or I had bread, and then they cut it up into crouton size. How do they make croutons? They make regular bread, then they slice it into tiny pieces. Then they toast it again. So that's crouton. So it clearly started off as hamoitzi. So does it retain the bracha of hamoitzi or not? So Tosfos says, of course it does. What's the shaila? Just because you cut it up into tiny particles, not hamoitzi. Even our breadcrumbs and even our matzah mel is also going to be hamoitzi. But what if you took the matzah mel or the breadcrumbs and you added a little bit of moisture and the pieces on it, bokim yachad, and they stick together? That's called chavitza, like chavitza the tamre. The dates stick together. So here the tiny particles of the breadcrumbs stick together. So that's a shaylov nishtane. The bread was sliced. That's not such a major shinui. That's not such a major shinui. Let's say if you have a big piece of meat, and then you slice it into little pieces. You got what other bracha can you say? It goes to come pisha apple. Let's take an apple. An apple is bar prihoetz. You're going to slice the apple. You're going to say it's no longer bar prihoetz. Why not? If you liquefy the apple, if you make applesauce out of it, you have no chunks at all, then it's going to be a discussion in Shulchan Aruch whether it's still going to be bar prihoetz. But if you have chunks of apples, then it's still bar prihoetz. So that's what Tosfos says. If you cut up bread and you have croutons, or you cut up bread and you have matzah mel, it's still going to be hamoitz. But if you cut up the bread and it's nidbokim yachad, and you add it on, moisture, pirurim, I cut it up into tiny pieces, that the first half of the shinui, and then nidbokim yachad, I demorak al yidei cholov. I put in a little liquid in order to hold the pieces together. So that's the Gemara Shailim. Maybe this should be nishtana. Maybe this should be lower the level of the bracha from hamoitzi to be bare minimum. So that's the pshat that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. They say the way Rashi learned the Gemara, the machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes, that the argument how to read pshat and tosefta can't be. The Gemara should have said so. But that's the Gemara was mapsik with other things in between. They should have quoted the tosefta and said, what does it mean, Prusis Kayamas? Rav Yosef says one pshat, and Rav Sheshes says a different pshat. We pass like Rav Sheshes. Then according to Rashi, the maskana was within Rav Yosef. You don't pass like Rav Yosef, but the maskana within Rav Yosef was But it depends on Prusis Kayamas Kazayas at the time of Achila. That's not Mistaber at all. It should depend on Prusis Kayamas Kazayas at the time of the Rishon, not at the time of the Achila. So that's what we don't accept Rashi. We say that the Tosefta means Prusis Kayamas Kazayas, no Machlaikas. And it probably means Prusis Kayamas Kazayas at the time of the Rishon, not at the time of the Achila. And the Machlaikas and Amit Beis goes a totally different case. That's what Tosefta says. They cut it up into tiny particles. Pirurim and then Bokim Yachar Adei Morat Adei Cholam. So that's a shayla.
What's the problem for stuffing?
Stuffing of what?
Chicken
stuff.
You take like
maybe
coffees and you put it with the chicken and
there's
moisture and
you cook. I don't think that's an event of the Amar. The chicken holds together, they didn't chop up the chicken. I would assume that that's mamish mizainus. I mean, is it Mizaynus or Amoytzi? That's what you want to know. I don't think it's a tuffel. I don't think it would be an ikur and a tuffel. Breadcrumbs on the outside of the chicken, I would assume, is not eating the breadcrumbs to fill yourself up.
There's a lot of people who serve the stuffing alone. They take it out and serve it in its own bowl.
Right. So how do they make the stuffing?
I think they just take like coupons on one of those snatch bread.
And they soak them.
They soak them and spice it and all kinds of things.
So that's Mistama this Taisus, that the pieces are less than a kazais and then the bakim yachat. I think it holds together because of the moisture. You crush it together, so then it's mizainus. I think so. Then it's not going to be amoitz, then it's going to be mizainus.
Maybe Rashi holds that by breaking it up into little pieces, and you don't have a dinner of pieces suited by apples and by any other bracha. But by motzi, it has to be something which you're kaveh suda on, which is the ikar of the suda. So just like Passover kissin, it's really bread, but at least it's not going to be this, you know, the central part of the suda. So too, if you break something up into little pieces, it loses its status as being the ikar of the suda. Because it's not, meaning it's obviously a very different shot than the suda, but the little, you're not going to be kaveh suda on tiny little pieces of bread. So lose the status of being the central part of the suda.
I mean, according to Taisus?
No, according to Rashi. The Havamina is that on little pieces of bread, you wouldn't make hamotzi.
No. Rashi seems to learn only if it's mevushal. Rashi is learning the Rav Yosef's comment goes back on the Tosefta.
No, they're explaining the meaning of Abaye. The Abaye who says on small pieces of bread, b'shas achil, if it's smaller than a kezayis, it's going to be mezonos.
Because he was mevashal it earlier. So if you mevashal the bread, does it lower to the level of pasal b'kis and it's always going to be mezonos? Or is it still a moitzi? So Abaye is following Rav Yosef, and he understood, bein l'fiyah havamein and bein l'fiyah maskana. That's where Rashi insists, even l'fiyah maskana, that the prusis kayamas doesn't depend on the shas abishol, depends on the shas achilo. That if zeina prusis kayamas, it was softened by the bishol, so then it's lowered down to the level of pasal b'kisna. Strange. Then it's lowered to the level of pasal b'kisna. But if you just have croutons, you just have matzah mel, also Rashi also agrees that it's going to be hamoitz, only if you are mevashalot. So again, so the other rishonim reject Rashi. It just doesn't fit into the Gemara. Rashi simply doesn't fit into the Gemara to say that the Machlokes is how to read the Tosefta. So they say, no, the Tosefta reads like Rav Yosef. Like Rashi said, according to Rav Yosef, that's the din in the Tosefta. If you mevashal bread, depends whether Prisus Kayam's Kazayas or Pachs Kazayas. Does it depend on, and what Rashi said is very schwer. I said, according to Rav Yosef, it depends on the Shas Achila. Why should it depend on Shas Achila? Pashto says in Shulchan Aruch, it depends on the Shas Abishol. If the time at the bishul it had less than a kazayis, then it becomes pasal b'kisna. Then it's lower down to mezainus. If the time of bishul had a kazayis, prusis kayamas, then it retains the status of amotzi. It's not lower down to the level of pasal b'kisna. So the whole machlekes on amen beis chavitza is a totally different thing. And the word chavitza is a word that we know what it means. Tiny particles that is held together, that are stuck together. There in chavitza, the time they're stuck together because of the juice that oozes out. So the dates are always sticky on the outside. Like if you eat raisins, your fingers are always going to be sticky. You eat the dates, so they're going to be sticky because there's always juice on the outside. Here also, the chavitza, the tiny little particles of challah, and it bokem yachad because of the morok. Fine. So then, how do you read the Gemara? So The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yosef, mina amina lo. How can I prove that I'm right?" The Tanya, the Talon, Hayam in a makrim menachas b'Yerushalayim. The Talon lo achlan. The kain is about to eat. The menachas, he says, "Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz." He says, "Hamoitzi." The Tanya Allah kulam poses on kazayis. So who's talking about tiny little particles sticking all together? What's Rabbi Yosef's proof at all? So Tosis is not too kind. They don't give you a word. They don't explain anything. Rashi did us a favor. He gives us a running commentary. We don't understand what Rashi said. The Rashi Shita we don't accept. We accept that the Braisa Amud Aleph is the way Rashi understood Rabbi Yosef would have said it. But probably it depends on Kazayis B'shas Bishol, not Kazayis B'shas Achil. So how does Tosis read the Gemara Namen Beis? So they leave you hanging. So the Brisker Rav has an interpretation. It's also very difficult. What he says is very difficult. He says the following: the Machloikes Hatanoim and Menachas by Minchas Machlas and Marcheshes. How do you fulfill the din deraisa pasosa sapitim? You have to do psisa before you do the kmitza. Then you burn the kaimitz on the mizbeach, and then the zicher kuna eat yom laila ad chatzos to eat the shiori hamincha. So how do you do psisa? So the accepted opinion is kulam pasan kazayis. The pieces should be a kazayis. Each one should be minimum kazayis. And Tana Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, less than a kazayis. So that's a machlekes on the level of deraisa. That machlokes has nothing to do with hamoitzim mizonos. That machlokes on the level of their eyes. How do you fulfill pososo so pitim? So the Tanu, whose opinion is accepted, is holds. You can't call it pas pososo so pitim. It doesn't have a shame pas if it's less than a kazayis. So he says that it. Then Rav Velvela quotes the Yerushalmi on the first Mishnah, the same Yerushalmi that the other Rachamim quoted. That the Mishnah says on all vegetables, it says Bar Pardoma Chutz Min Alechem Chutz Min Apas Shal Apas Hem Amotzi Lechem Min Oretz. On this, the Rishalmi asks the question: Ad Kama? What's the shear? What is the minimum size of the bread that you have to say Amotzi? One opinion is if you eat less than a kazayis, you say Mizaynus. And the other opinion is no, you say Amotzi even less than a kazayis. So the Rishalmi says, oh, it's a Machlekes Satanaim and Menachas. When you do the Psisa, that's the next line in the Rishalmi. It depends on the machlekes hatanaim and menachas. When you do psisa by the minchas machbas amarcheshes, before you were able to do the kmitza, what size should the pasos asopitim be? So the Tan in the Mishnah adopts the position. That's the way we pass in kulam posan kazayis. Why? Because less than a kazayis doesn't have a shame pas. So you won't be called pasos asopitim. It's not pas. And Tan in the Berei Bishmot disagrees. Says, yeah, it has a shame pas even less than a kazayis. So he may as well fulfill a pasuk kipshuta pasos asapitim into very tiny particles. It doesn't sound like pasos asapitim means poses on kazayis. So the chachamim say you got no choice. If it's less than a kazayis, not called pas, not called lechem. Just like you can't say hamoitzi, it's a din derabanan. You can't say hamoitzi because less than a kazayis doesn't have a shame pas. On the level of the rice, and less than a kazayis doesn't have a shame pas. So he won't be in fulfillment of pasos asapitim as the big pas pitim. And Tana the Rabbi Shmuel disagreed. So that's what the Beis Yosef in Simuk Kuf Samaches quoted the Machlokes, the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid is of the opinion a chutz min alechem, chutz min apas. When do you say a moitzi lechem menor? It's only if you're eating a piece of bread that it's a kazayis, a volume of a kazayis. If you eat a piece of bread where the volume is less than a kazayis, the bracha is going to be mezonos. And Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins like the Rashba, who disagrees with the Ravid, the bread is always a moitzi even less. So Velvela Soloveitchik says he thinks that that's what the Gemara is driving at over here. He quotes this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Menachos that the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Posos on Kazayis or Machziron LeSultan, is a Machlokes on the level of the Raisa. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Posos HaSopitim? That's the Pashim Shabbat with that, the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayis also. That the Tanakama, the way we accept, we have adopted the opinion Kulam poses on kazayis. Why? Because if you make it smaller than the size of a kazayis, it won't be called pitim. So the Yerushalmi says, based on that, if less than a kazayis, not called pitim. So you can't say amotzi lechem and arts. It's not called pas, not called lechem. That's the Ravid shita. Wow. That's the one opinion of Yerushalmi. The Ravid Shita, that's based on the way it should follow the Psak Halacha. We should paskin like the Ravid, because we paskin like the Chachamim. Kulam poses on Kazais. The Tanavar Rabbi Shmuel is the one who disagrees. So the Yerushalmi presents it like that. How large a volume of bread do you have to eat to say Hamoitzis? So the way we paskin Halacha. Kulam poses on Kazais, that's because we hold less than a Kazais doesn't have a Shem Pas. Doesn't have a Shem Pas, you got to say Bar Minim Zainas. You can't say Hamoitzis Lachmanot. So if we would have adopted the position of Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel that you can fulfill Pasos Asapitim, even though it's less than a Kazais, then the din wouldn't have been like the Rashbah, that even less than a Kazais, he also say Hamoitzis. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. So Ravelba, but we don't paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin less than a Kazais, he also say Hamoitzis. So Ravelba thinks, but that's the Havamin in the Gemara. He thinks that that's what the Gemara originally said. Rabbi Yosef is saying, Mino Amin Allah the Tanya. Rabbi Yosef is bringing such a raya. His raya has nothing to do with the fact that it says in the Braisa, Netonon Leochlem Uvarach Aleim Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz. He says that's irrelevant. The raya is from Betani Allah. So what they have to quote Betani Allah, Bekulam Posan Kazai, should have quoted the Mishnah. When you have a Minchas Machvas, a Macheshes, Pasos HaSapitim is fulfilled by chopping it up into pieces that are Kazai's. Less than a Kazai's not, doesn't have a Shem Lechem. Very strange. He doesn't know how to read. He says he doesn't. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to read this gemara. According to Tosafot, how do you read the whole gemara? Rashi gave a whole pshat. Rashi gave a pshat here. The Braisa is talking about minchas machves macheshes, and the gemara is proving the one half. I would have known mitzad asvar. That's what we discussed yesterday. I would have said mitzad asvar just like a matzah milasheles, however big it is always labeled as a matzah ashira. I would have said that a lechem hamavushal is always labeled as a possible because no matter how big it is. So it should really should never be Hamoitzi. But he proves from Braisa, no, that if it has the volume of Kazais, then it is Hamoitzi. Less than a Kazais, not Hamoitzi, that's a double Pasha like that. But more than a Kazais, that it is Hamoitzi, that's what he's proving. We're only proving half of his point. Rav Yosef said, if it's Matzah Mavushel, it's less than a Kazais, Alechem Mavushel, less than a Kazais is going to be Mezonos, more than a Kazais is going to be Hamoitzi. So he doesn't really prove the whole point from this din. So Rashi learned, he's only proving one half of the story. Alma, Rashi writes, Alma betis mechuz mekazayis. Where was that Rashi again? Rashi only proves one point. Alma, yeah, right after Bayikra Beis in Rashi. Alma betis mekazayis. Levarach aleim amoitza. Betis and less than a kazayis. Mitzad asvar, we should have said it's always mezayis. Just like when you have a matzah mevashelos, it's always lechem. It's always matzah shira. So challah, a lechem hamavushal should always be pasa bavikis. So the chiddush is no alma p'tis and kazayis. You say hamaitz. That's all Rashi. Rashi learned. That's what you prove. So Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi at all. So Rabbelbel interprets that according to Tosis, what do they prove? Amar Rabbi Yosef, mino amin alav. How does he prove anything? He proves it not really from anything that the Gemara quoted. Just from the line B'tani Allah Kulam Posan Kazai, that's a Mishnah Menaches. That's a Mishnah. So what do they have to drayak up and quote a Braise and a Tani Allah? They should have quoted the Mishnah Menaches. That's what Avdalvala says. Gemara just meant to quote the din in the Mishnah that you do Psisa Kazai, because less than a Kazai is it wouldn't have a Shein Pas. So that's what he says. Less than a Kazai doesn't have a Shein Pas. So you never say Amoitzi on less than a Kazai. So what does that have to do with Nidbokim Yachad? What's the Nidbokim Yachad all about? Very difficult. Then Abai asks the Makasha, Elamiyat, according to Tanirei Bishmadam Pachim Hatzim Sultan, he holds that it does have a Shein Pas, even less than a Kazai. So therefore he says, you take the Pasikim Shuto, Pasosa Salpitim, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel thinks even less than a Kazayis has a shame. Pas has a shame lechem. So you should really do. Pasosa sapitim. Achem achzim in the salt until it's tiny. Achanami, would you say as well, the laboy bruchi. Would you then apply, according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? He says that it does have a shame pas even less than a Kazayis. Would you say, what should you say according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? So according to Rav Dalvala, what did the Rishon come to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? You do say Hamoitzi on less than a Kazayis. So what does the Gemara say? Ela miyat adam Rishon, the person Hashem insult and chanamid the loboy bruchi Hamoitzi lachmer faker. He holds on the level of the Raisa that less than a Knazayis does have a Shein Lechem. So Farkert, the whole din of Rabbi Yosef will not be correct. Rabbi Yosef's din is only Aliba de Chachamim. How do you read the Gemara? The whole Gemara is Pilei Ploim. The whole first Gemara is Pilei Ploim. What is Abai ask from Liket Mikulam Kazayis? So Liket Mikulam Kazayis pointed Rashi means you're malakit from the various menachas. Tosis disagrees. How can it be? Chametzu, matzahu, and it's derchavas of pes. The whole thing doesn't read straight. The Tosis says no. Liket Mikulam goes on the chameshes mina dogan. Not only if you mix together chameshes mina dogan, you make one loaf of bread. You made one matzah. Would you say that you say hamoitzian? Or that you say you're yotzei derchavas matzah, even if I make different matzahs. I'll take a little nibble from one matzah that's made from wheat, another nibble from another matzah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes the Ma'aril, that even though it says in the Mishnah you can make matzah from any one of the chameshes mini dog, and the meaning is that we prefer to make matzah from wheat. The meaning is only to use chitim. Why? That's what some of the recent Rabbanim have chuvis about those who are allergic to wheat. So they want to have the gluten-free matzahs. So some of our bottom say, you're not allowed to do that. It's against the minig. Halil says the minig is you got to use wheat. So the guy should drop dead eating the matzah. What do you mean? Some people can die from the gluten allergy. Other people won't die. They get very sick. And so if they get sick in order to fulfill a minig, it's a little ridiculous. L'chatchila the minig is, by a healthy person, then you make matzahs from wheat. Question is, why? What's the reason? It's also problematic. Why is that so? The Maharil doesn't give any reason. So the Pashtus is it. It's mufchar. Hidur mitzvah. Tastier, fancier, more normal. Huh? First on the list. Oh, Eretz Chita Sara. So the Gemara says, has kedima lebrachas. If you're going to eat different things, you're going to eat a whole bunch of things. So you should say the Hamoitzeh, the Bar Mitzvah, is on the first one on the list. Chita is on the first one on the list. Maybe that's why. You should prefer that. The Maharam Shik has a commentary on the Taryag Mitzvahs, a separate Sefer. He has Chuvas Maharam Shik, he has Droshas, all kinds, Chidushim on Sichtas, and then he has a running commentary on the Taryag Mitzvah. So he gives a whole different explanation. He says that Lachatchil the Maril meant that Lachatchili should have wheat, matzahs made from wheat, because according to one opinion in the Gemara, the Eitz Hadas was wheat. After the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, it doesn't grow on trees anymore. So you have to work hard. Would it grow on trees? If the money would grow on trees, life would be easy. That's the expression, money grows on, in America. Money grows on the trees. What does it mean? Whatever grows on a tree is very easy. You don't have to plow and plant and harvest and everything. You just pluck it off of the tree and you pop it in your mouth and you eat it. So the Yetz Hadas, originally, according to one opinion, the Gemara used to be wheat. It used to be easy. And then the punishment after the Chet Yetz Hadas was, no, you got to work hard. No longer grows on the trees. The Chita no longer grows on trees. So the Yetz Hadas is Chitim. So apparently, the Gemara says, the tinek is not able to speak well until he eats cereal that's made from chitim. So that's why we assume that chita was the grain that was growing on the Eitz Hadas, because eating chita is what gives little babies their das. And it says in the Chumash that you should eat the matzah. The man yedu derasech and something. It says that by sukkah, by derasech, by sukkah sashapta is vayisor. But it says such an expression by matzah as well, that the eating of the matzah is that the daitim ki ani Hashem, some kind of a lotion like that. It says about the esemakas, and then it says something like that by eating matzah also the daitim ki ani Hashem. So since the purpose of eating the matzah is to have das and the eitz das was chito, that's why the Maram Shik thinks that that's the reason for the. Maril. The Pashtus, if that's what the Maril said, he should have said. If the Maril meant because Chita is the first one on the list, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So the Maril assumes everybody knows the Gemara. Or the Maril meant that it's Mufchar, it tastes better, it's normal. Okay, so that's normal. But this is what the Maril meant. Because the Eitz Hadas was Chita, the Daitin Kani Hashem, all fancy
Pshat. Isn't it a
Pshat?
Isn't it a Kirtosis on the test of the days that you said that?
Okay, good, good. So probably my real was relying on that, and not Gemara, not Taisus. That makes more sense. What the Maramshik said is an interesting idea, but it's hard to say that that's what the Maril had in mind. That's what he had in mind, he should have said so. So that's what this, according to Taisus, most of the Rishonim, that's what the Brisa means. Likit mikulam kazayis means, if you'll take one-fifth of a kazayis of matzah made from chitim, one-fifth of a kazayis of matzah made from sorry, from barley, one-fifth of a kazayis of matzah made from shibar l'shul, and shipon, and so on. So you likit mikulam kazayis yetzik. Mikulam means an achameshes mini dogon. Not only doesn't say that in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, kulam mitzar from yachad. Yeah, the Mishnah you could interpret that he made a matzah with all the chameshes mini dogon together. And the price adds on, even though he made five different matzahs, he didn't bake it all together in one matzah. So it's all the same thing. Same thing is true by Maror also. Kulam mitzar, the Mishnah says on Lametesim and Aleph, regarding Maror, that you have to eat a kazayis. So the Ferish and Mishnah. You have to eat, just like the Mishnah says, you have to eat a kazayis of matzah. So the next Mishnah, Lametesim and Aleph, says you have to eat a kazayis of Maror. And then it lists off the various vegetables that are acceptable for Maror. Then it says, Kulam mitzar from Yachad. What do you mean, kulam mitzar from Yachad? If I eat a little bit from one vegetable, a little bit from another vegetable, and I eat everything, tuk de achilas pras, that's all mitzar from Yachad, to be yotzi de chavos. So how does the Gemara read now? V'hatanya likin mikulam kazayis v'acholam v'chamesu imatzahu. So obviously you're talking about tiny particles. So who's talking about nidbakim yachad? No one's talking about any nidbakim, according to Taisvis. That the sugi is talking about chavitza. So what was Rav Yosef's raya? Who says that he's talking about nidbakim yachad? And what was Abaye's taina? What was Abaye's raya? So the Gemara was talking about shein lechem bechlau, but it has a shein lechem on less than a kazai. So what has it got to do with chavitza? So how about machlek is derived in the Rashba? What do you say hamoitzi? That sounds like in Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Yerushalmi has ad kama. Do you say hamoitzi? One opinion is only minimum of a kazai. The other one says even less than a kazai. But that's not what the Bavli is. We're not reading the Bavli like that. So that's very difficult. How's the Gemara jump from less than a kazayis to jumping to nidbokim yachad less than a kazayis? It's a totally different topic. So Abdelbala says something, but it's very poorly written. You can't figure out heads or tails while he's driving at it. So what's the maskanas agamar? So you don't understand what role arise back and forth. What were they debating back and forth? Nothing reads straight. What does the Gemara say? We don't pass like Rav Yosef. He thinks that the only time you say hamoitzi, if you have croutons or you have matzah mel, and each particle is less than a kazayis, and nidbokim yachad aydei mashke, but the only time you say hamoitzi is if altogether it has a kazayis. If you are mevashalit, then it's not machlokes. Mevashalit, that's a tosefta on amud aleph. Prusas Kayamas means Kazayis. And the simple meaning is, was the Prusas Kayamas at the time of the Bishul. But we're not talking on the whole Amin basis, is not talking about Bishul, according to the Taisus and Rav HaRishonim, not like Rashi. It's not talking about Yidei Bishul, it's just talking Nidbokim Yachad. So we pass like Rav Sheshes, Avkav Deleis Be Pirurim Kazayis, he still say Hamoitzi. Why should the Bracha not be Hamoitzi? Unless it doesn't have to reset an Amo. The Kolzman that has to reset an Amo. So you say Amoitzi? Why not? So we don't, according to the thesis, nobody explains, doesn't explain a word. No one explains the whole Shakla Vitaria. What does Rav Yosef say? Mino amino lo detaria. How did he prove anything? What did Abaye ask him, Akasha? The wording in the Gemara should be just the reverse. According to Tana de Rebbe Yishmael, that you're in fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah, pasosa sapiti midan, less than a kazayis. So less than a kazai should be amoitzi. That's how it says in Yerushalmi. According to Tana Yishmael, less than a kazai should be amoitzi. So the whole Gemara is a pella. I don't know how to read the Gemara. Yeah. Here's the Shaila, the Maskana. The Gemara presents it that the Maskana is like Rav Sheshes, that we reject Rav Yosef by the Chavitza story. So the question is, So what did Rav Sheshet say? Does he say the whole story, everything depends on Teresa and Nahama? If it's less than a Kazayas, it's still going to be Hamoitzi if you have Teresa and Nahama. And if it's more than a Kazayas, it will not be Hamoitzi unless you have Teresa and Nahama. It all depends on Teresa and Nahama. The Kazayas is totally irrelevant by the Nidbokim Yachad. Or does Rav Sheshet mean to say what Rav Yosef said is true? But there's another klal. Shnehem lahakel, or shnehem lahakel, whichever, however way you'll word it. If the ptisin are more than kazayis, the bokim yachad, you have more than a kazayis, that'll be hamoitzi. And even if less than a kazayis, if it still retains the teresa nam, it'll also be hamoitzi. Rav Sheshet is meant to say either or. Either one direction or the other direction. Rav Sheshet says no, that everything only depends on Teresa the Nama. So that's a further machlekes of Rishonim. How do you read Rav Sheshet? So in Shulchan Aruch they follow the Rosh. The Rosh says within Rav Sheshet and Mechudas Dikapshat, either or. Rav Sheshet didn't really disagree with Rav Yosef. He says what Rav Yosef said is true. If it'll be Chavitz and Bokim Yachad, more than a Kazayis, if it adds up to more than a Kazayis, it'll be Amoitzi, and sometimes even less than a Kazayis will also be Amoitzi if it's Islay Teresa and Nahama. That's what the Rosh writes, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, if you have a lechem that was mevushal, a matzah mevushal, so you have matzah brai, or you have French toast. So they don't learn like Rashi that that's the machlekes amoraim and we're going to pass like Rav Sheshet. No, that was never under dispute. That's a tasef on Amid Aleph. And it depends on Prusas Kayamas. And the word Prusas Kayamas means Kazayas. So there never was a Machlokes on that. The question is, does it refer to Prusas Kayamas Kazayas at the time of Bishul or at the time of Achila? So Rashi claims, the way Rashi read the Gemara, it depends on the time of Achila, and that's Peledik. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Pashta says that we don't accept that part of Rashi either. We say that the Brice is talking about Lechem Mevushal, and it depends on Prusas Kayamas Kazayas. And the Pasha says it depends that they have Kazayas at the time of Bishul, it doesn't depend at the time of Achim. And on the base is a new discussion. By tiny little particles of bread less than a Kazayas, the croutons or the matzah meal, and then you mix in a little soup or something and all nidbokim yachad, so does that change that if you just have matzah meal or croutons, it's still going to be Amoitzi? We'll have to see the next one. It's always going to be Amoitzi. But if you have nidbokim yachad, so then, when does that change the bracha? So Rav Yosef thought that it depends how big the piece is altogether, kazayis. And then we pass like Rav Sheshet, that it's either one or the other. Either prusas, if nidbokim yachad you have a kazayis, then it's hamoitzi, even if it doesn't have teresa the nama, or if it's less than a kazayis and it does have the teresa the nama. That's the Rosh interprets like that. That's the opinion that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. According to Tesis, really, it's not to be understood. How do you read the whole Hemshech HaShakla Vatari? Let's see, what's the next Gemara? There's some kind of a next Gemara discussing Chiyuv HaFrashas Challah. Chiyuv HaFrashas Challah says in Chumash, V'ayibacholchem Yelechem Horet. It has to be Lechem. So when is it considered lechem? So we have, it starts off, it looks like a machlokes. Troiknin. What is troiknin, the Gemara says? The Gemara answers, kuba diara. It helps a lot. What's kuba diara? You don't know what that means. So the Gemara says on the next daf, the second line, hi kuba diara, omalei abayla rav Yosef. Omalei abayla rav Yosef. Hi kuba diara, the Talmud asked the Rebbe, what bracha do you say on the kuba diara? So he says, why? Mi sabris nahamahu. You think that you should say Hamoitzi on Kuvah De'ara? No, it's Kuvah L'Bi'almahu. It's only a mush and Mevorach on Allah Bar Minim Zayin. It's like Bitina Farina. You say Bar Minim Zayin, you don't say Hamoitzi. The Gemara said, but if you kaveh Suda on it, then you say Hamoitzi. So Kuvah De'ara is some kind of a food. You got to figure out from Rashi what it is. Some kind of a baked thing from Chameshes Mini Doga. That's pas, it is lechem. But it's a subcategory of lechem, it's pasal babikistin. So on the normal circumstances, same as zaynus, If you kaveh suda, then it becomes hamoitzi. So if you have such a thing, a kuba diyara, that it's sometimes mizonis is sometimes hamoitzi, wheaties is never hamoitzi. And wheatina farina is never hamoitzi. So you're not chayven afrosh eschala because it's never lechem. But if you have such a thing that it is lechem, but it's pasa babikistan, it's a subcategory of lechem. So sometimes mizonis, sometimes hamoitzi. So it should follow the kuba diyara should be chayven afrosh eschala. So you go back to the beginning of the Gemara, so it's a machloikas. Kuba diyara is the same as troknin. That's what the Gemara says. My troknin, I'm going to buy kuba diyara. So kuba diyara is possible because sometimes then, sometimes mighty. So how can you have a machloikas when you're chayven chala? Not of course you're chayven chala. It's totally zebazeh. So the Gemara says, troknin chayavim bechala. The first opinion is the one that makes sense. It is chayven chala, kuba diyara. We have to find out what it is. Kiyosa Rabin, Amar Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. So there are Talmidim who were coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel who were giving reports of what Rabbi Yechon said. Some, most of the time they were reliable, once in a while they were not reliable. So Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Kiyosa Rabin from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Amar Rabbi Yechon, Trognim Turim in Achal Machloikis. So it doesn't make any sense. So the Vilna Goin crosses it out. The Vilna Goin, the Goinim crossed it out already, the real Goyim, before the days of the Vilna Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda quotes that there were Goyim who had the Giris of Potem and Achalom, and the other Goyim had the Giris of Chayim Bechalom. So that's what the Pashtus is, we assume. It's impossible to say that it's Potem and Achalom. Potem and Achalom means it doesn't have a Shem Lechem at all. How can you say it doesn't have a Shem Lechem if you sometimes say Hamoitzi, sometimes Mizoinis? Means that it's labeled as Pasabo Bikisna. So of course it's going to be Chayim Bechalom. So the Magen Avraham says, he doesn't see that there's a contradiction. He doesn't see a contradiction. He says, we know that the din is that if you mix, if you make a cake with the May Paris, he says, if you make a cake with May Paris, it'll sometimes be Hamoitzi, sometimes be Mizainis, a cake, depending how much you eat. If you eat a ton of cake, if you kaveh suda on the cake, then you say Hamoitzi. Orange cake or a sponge cake or something with a lot of May Paris in it. So if you eat a lot of it, it'll be Amaitzi. If you eat a little bit, it'll be Ber Mizenis. And we all know that you're not Mafrish Challah on cake that's made from May Paris. So that shows that there's no contradiction. It's possible to say that you're Pata from Afrosh as Challah and you still say Amaitzi. So the Birchas Roish on our daf, the Birchas Roish was the one who Rabosha Tektina, the one who gave Shurim Avalojin during the lifetime of Rab Chaim Avalojin. So he refers you to this Magen Avraham. He says, Magen Avraham, Kuf Samaches, all in the same place. So he says, what is he talking about? There's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnayis. If you mixed flour with May Peres, is it Chayiv and Hafrosh Eschala or not? Machlekes HaTanoim. Then there's Machlekes HaRishonim in an earlier generation had a pask, and then it was forgotten that there was Machlekes HaRishonim in the earlier generation. So the Ozerur records that it was a later machlokes in the later generation, and he points out that it was forgotten that they already argued this out in the earlier generation. What's the whole machlokes all about? So this is a Mishnah and Challah. If you lush ben may peris, are you chai b'hafrosh eschala? So the Mishalmi says over there, the machlokes hatanoim is not does it have a shame lechem on that. Of course it has a shame lechem. If you eat a ton of the sponge cake, you say amaitzi, you wash until it's a dime. And you recite Bichsam Ozen. It's Pasa Bobi Kisan. Of course it's Lechem. Machlokes HaTanaim is a different thing. In order to be Chayim El Chala, you have to have a minimum Shir. And the Shir has to be Mitztaref Yachad. Let's say I'll the Balabasta will make a little bit of Chala now, a tiny little bit of Chala now, a tiny little bit of Chala in a different room, and a tiny little bit of Chala in a different room, and she doesn't put them all together. You don't put it all together, it's not Chayim El Chala. It's only Chayim El Chala if you have the Shir that's Mitztaref Yachad. So what is Mitztaref it together? So the mashkim ha-mitzarif it together. So the Rishalmi quotes, there is a machlekes satanoim. Let's say you have I'm an Adam Tomei, and I have a long Italian bread. Let's say I'm an avatuma, and I touch one end of the Italian bread. So you say, magem imiktosek and magem bekula, the whole bread becomes Tomei. You don't say only that end that I touch becomes a rishon l'tumah, and the rest becomes a sheni l'tumah, because the rest is touching the first thing. It's all one piece, unless I touch cornflakes. I touched the top cornflake, so the top cornflake is not a, you can say, the top cornflake is probably not a chibur with the bottom cornflake. That's a machlekes HaRishonim. The cornflake sitting in a bowl, is it considered one big unit? And no, it's all chopped up tiny little particles. So the one that I touched is tummy. The other one is touching the first one, so maybe it'll be makabel tumah on a lower level. But let's say you have an Italian bread. So that's the rule. It's one unit. So magen b'miktzase ken magen b'kumah. So if I have, let's say, a steak, and I touch the adam, tummy touches one end of the steak. So the steak is a natural thing. That's the way it grows on the animal. If I have an apple and I touch one side of the apple, that's where the apple grows on the tree. If you have a bread, and you touch one end of the bread, that's man-made chibur, that's synthetic chibur. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. What if the Italian bread, they didn't use one of the Zayin Mashkin? They didn't use one of the Yad Shach Adam, one of the official Zayin Mashkin. They made a sponge cake or something. So the thing, the liquid, the moisture that's holding all the flour together is made peris. It's not one of the Zayin Mashkin. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether that's called a chibur or it's not called a chibur. So the Yerushalmi says that's the machlekes hatanaim. If you lush isa be made peris, are you chayv and chala? Depends on this machlekes. Is made peris mechaber? If it's mechaber, then it's mechaber yachadol chamesh is ruvain kamachliot. You have to have mem gimel beitzim mechaimish beitzim minimum. That's an awful lot of volume. Mem gimel beitzim mechaimish beitzim. Mem gimel beitzim. The Akronim say it's gematria chala, ches lamed hei. The gematria is 43. So you're missing the fifth. Mem gimel beitzim mechaimish beitzim. So you're missing the fifth. Okay. So you have to have a minimum of mem gimel beitzim mechaimish beitzim mitzuraf yachad. If I make 20 beitzim, a volume of 20 beitzim avisa, 20 beitzim avisa, 20 beitzim there, it's not mitzuraf yachad. You have to have it all together. So what's mechaber yachad? The mashkin. So what if it's a mashka other than the zayin mashkin? So that's a machlekes hatanaim, where they say magabim tzose ke magabikula to transmit the tumah. So that machlekes hatanaim is identical with the machlekes hatanaim over here, whether you chay b'hafrash eschala or not. And that was a machlekes in the days of the early Rishonim, days of the later Rishonim, that the Ohr Zohar quotes. They forgot already that it was argued out in the earlier generation, they had the same machlekes. Is it chay b'chala or not? But that's only... So the Magen Avraham is proving, I can give you a case where it's hamoitzi, it's lechem, you're not chay v'chal. I can give you an easier case. You make mamish a chalet, and it's less than mem gimel beitzim v'chamish beitzim. It's hamoitzi, and it's not chay v'chal. So what is he proving? That's what the Birchas Rebbe. What is the Magen Avraham proving over here? You can have a case where it's hamoitzi, and it's not chay v'chal. No, it's not chay v'chal. You don't have, even if you have a ton of it, it's always less than a kishir al pidin, because you're using made peris, and made peris is not mitzaret. It's like a tiny little chalala that has less than mem gimel beitzim v'chamish beitzim. But it's inconceivable. You cannot have such a thing that it's not chayiv in chala, even though it is mechuber. It's not chayiv in chala, it's hamoitzi. How can it be? If it's sometimes hamoitzi, it means that it's pasah bo bikisnin. Witina farina is never hamoitzi. If the kuva diara is sometimes hamoitzi, that's what the Gemara says, it means that it's lechem. If it's lechem, it's chayiv in chala. The proof of the Magen Avraham is nishkin proof. From the made peris. The made peris because it's less than a kishir. Even if you have a ton of it, by definition it's less than a kishir. Because shar made peris, other than zayin mashkim, are not mechaber. So the girsa has to be, that's what the Vilna Gaon crosses out here. It's not that it's two opinions. No, the Vilna Gaon crosses out, and Rabbi Yonah quotes that the Gaonim, before the days of the Rif, the Gaonim before the days of the Rishonim already crossed it out in the Gemara. It should say Ki Yosa Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan Trokdin Chayavim Mechala. Has to be Chayavim Mechala. What's the Chiddush in Kuba Diara? So the Chiddush in Kuba Diara, Rashi writes, Osa Makam Cholo Bekira, but Osa Matocha Mayim Bekema. It's a batter. It's not a dough that's kneaded. It's not that if your mother bakes challah, your mother makes challahs. So she has a hole, she mixes flour with water, and then the thing rises and rises, and it's a big, thick thing, a blila ova. Then you pick it up, you can, if you hold one end, the whole thing is going to come along. It's one big batter. Rashi says, this is not so. This is not an Issa. This is a thing that pours. How does Rashi say, kuba de'ar, that's not mayim v'kemach. It mixes flour with water, and it's very liquidy. But the only thing is that it has an afiyah. You have a blila raka. Mayim v'kemach means it has a blila raka. But even though it has a blila raka, but you do an afiyah. So it's chayv and chala. The other day we were working through the three different shitas. So he said the Meiri is of the opinion that you have to have lisha v'afia in order to be chayim v'chala. You have to have lisha v'afia. According to the Meiri, whenever there's a batter, it's not chayim v'chala. So even though that's not the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, so he mentioned Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his mother when she got married, Rav Chaim, her father-in-law, told her that she doesn't have to be mafrish chala on honey cake, because it's a blila. Raka and a chalas chutzlor is for mekel. Whenever there's any opinion with mekel, so there are opinions here that in order to be called lechem, you have to have lisha viafi, you have to have blila over. So that's what Rashi says. Not so. Rashi is talking over here. They talk about chalas chutzlor also. They all lived in Bavel. Tell me, kiyosa rabbi nam rabbi Yechanan. If it would have been a machleg, it should have been the reverse. The one who came from Eretz Yisrael should have said Chayav Nechal. The ones who lived in Chutzlot, they should have said Chalas Chutzlot. If you say like Rav Chaim, it should have been the reverse. So that's why the Gaonim crossed it out. No, it's Chayav Nechal. Yeah, but according to that Meiri, that you need Blila Ova, you have to have Elisha V'Afia. The Meiri is not going to learn like Rashi. So I don't know what the Meiri learns over here. But that's how Rashi's Pshat is the one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a batter that pours, you mix the kemach with the mayim and it pours. You didn't make it into a thick dough. It has a blila raka, but nonetheless, since it has an afia, so it's chayv and chala. Then the Gemara says, however, in contrast, tropten achayav mechala, but trisa's ptur menachala. My trisa, so there are three pshotim. And we paskin all three, according to Laloch and Yeridei, and Hilchas Chala, and Shin Chav Tes, that all three forms of trisa are potem menachala. So the first one is Gvil Merutach. What is Gvil Merutach? The same as Kuva Diara, that it's a batter. You mix the flour with the water, it's a Blila Raka. It's not a Blila, it's not a thick dough. But it doesn't sit, not like Rashi says, Osa Makam Cholol, Bikira Venosa Metocho. Not that you pour it into a form, you pour it into a shape, and you have a thick thing with the batter, and it's going to bake in the form of a loaf. No, this is not going to have a loaf. This is like a pancake. I have this liquidy batter, and I pour it on a hot stove, and it's going to spread all the way until the point that it gets cooked. Once it gets cooked, it's converted into a solid. It's not going to be a liquid anymore. It's going to be very thin, and if the flame would have been lower, the thing would have even would have spread further. But the flame is higher. Let's say when you make fried eggs, so you beat up all the eggs, everything is liquidy. And then after you fry the eggs, then it's a solid, it's no longer a liquid. So you, when you make fried eggs, so you put it in a frying pan. Why do you have a frying pan with walls around it? Because otherwise the raw eggs would scatter all over the place. You wouldn't have any depth at all. You wouldn't have any thickness. So here we're talking, the Gvil Merutach, he has a batter which is not a thick dough, and he doesn't put it into a container, into a mold, into a shape that it should have a thick body to it. If it's going to finish baking, it's going to be 2 inches thick, or 1 inch thick or something. No. He just pours it on top of the kira, on top of the burning hot surface, and it's going to spread indefinitely. Kozman, that it's liquid, it's going to spread, but the heat is very intense, so the heat is going to make it stop spreading. The heat is going to convert it into a solid. But since it doesn't have any body at all, so that's not considered Teresa, that's not called the Tzuras HaPas. There are two dinim in Tzuras HaPas. There's one Teresa the Namas that make translation of Tzuras HaPas. So the Gemara says Teresa the Namas is relevant when it gets to Mezainis versus Hamoitzi. If it's lacking Teresa the Namas, then it's Mezainis. If it has Teresa the Namas, then it's Hamoitzi. But on the level of the Raisa when it gets to Chiv Chalas Chaim Chal, even if it doesn't have Teresa the Namas. Since theoretically, if he would have been Kaveh Sud, it would have been Amaitzi. So it means that Pasa Babi Kisner is a subcategory of Pasa, it's Chayv and Chala. Then you have Tosfos points out in Brachas, there's another concept of Teresa the Nama that's relevant for Chiyav Chala. If you make Ritina Farina, it doesn't have any Teresa the Nama. So Tosfos says, not Chayv and Chala. Anything doesn't have Teresa the Nama is not Chayv and Chala. And the Gemara doesn't say like that. Gemara says, if it doesn't have Teresa the Nama, then it's Mezainis. Unless he kaveh suda, then it becomes amaitzi. So the Gemara uses the term teresa de nama only with respect to this topic, the rabbanon. When is it pas? And when is it pas abobikisna? And Taisa is talking about different teresa de nama. It has to have a body, has to have a thickness. If it has no thickness, it has no teresa and nam. It has no body at all. We tina farina, or Cheerios, or Wheaties. The Pashtus says Wheaties is not chayv and afrosha schala. Where's the lechem? You can eat five boxes of Wheaties, you're never going to say amoitzi. There is no body to it. You have to have it as a minimum. So that's what the Gemara says, the contrast between kuba diara, the same batter, didn't never had a lisha, had a bli laraka, the same batter. If you fill it into a mold, then it's going to have a thickness. That's a tzuras hapas, and then it's called pasal babikisni. It'll sometimes be mizayna, sometimes be amoitzi. But if you have a trisa, and a trisa means a gvil meratach, it doesn't have a body at all. It's, you pour the batter on the top of the burning hot oven, and it's going to spread as much as possible, and then it's going to stop spreading because the heat is going to convert it into a solid. So that doesn't have any body at all. So that's the Beis Yosef writes in the Shulchan Aruch that's never going to be hamoitz. It doesn't have a body. It doesn't have a teresa d'nama on the level of the rice. It doesn't have a shem lech. So it's not chayv and chal at all. So that's what the Tur writes on this. If you have a gvil meratach, it's the same as the other thing. If you kaveh sud on it, then it becomes hamoitzi. So the Beis Yosef says, what is he talking about? If you kaveh sud, it becomes hamoitzi. Then it should be chayv and afrosh eschala. He just said, the gvil meratach is not chayv and afrosh eschala. The answer is, it doesn't have a teresa d'nama. Not the teresa d'nama, the rabbonadik or teresa d'nama. That the color of the bread went out into the water. That's a derabbanadika concept. The Zionist versus Hamoitzi. It doesn't have the deraisadika concept of Teresa the Nama. That's what the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Tur. So the Magen Avraham comes to defend the Tur. He says, no, he thinks the Tur. Mechaber writes like he wrote in the Beis Yosef, that if you have a Gvil Merutach, so it's never going to be Hamoitzi, even if you Kaveh Suda. So the Magen Avraham says, no, he comes to defend the Tur. Even though it's Patam and Achalo, it can still be sometimes Hamoitzi, but Harayif and the Meperis. So that's what the Birchas Rosh said. What are they hacking about Meperis? Meperis is like baking a little challah, a perfect shape of a challah, absolutely Hamoitzi, but if you don't have Chamesh Zivron Kamach V'yod. So if you cook, if you make cake with Meperis, even if you have a ton of cake, there's no tziruf, there's no chibur. If you hold that Meperis is not Mechaber, so you never chayv and afrosh eschala. Not that you're not chayv because it doesn't have a shem lechem. It has a perfect shem lechem. You don't have a kishir. So that's what they're masik on that Morgan Avon. So the Gemara says, Amar Abay Trisa is not the same as Kuba Diyara. Kuba Diyara is sometimes Bezoin and sometimes Amoitzi. So therefore it has a shem pas, but it's just a subcategory pas of Babikistan. So therefore it's chayv and chalom. But Teresa is not, never has a shem lechem. Even if you're kaveh sud, there's not going to be amoitzi. It's always going to be mezainis, and therefore you're not chayv v'chal. So the Gemara has three interpretations. What is Teresa? And we accept all three la'alochas. So the first one is, if it's gvil merutach, that it doesn't have a body at all. So it's lacking Teresa d'nam. It doesn't have Teresa d'nam on the level of the rice. The second one is hard to understand. Ika di amri. Another version has it, Nahama de handiko. What's it does? Nahama is bread. Nahama. Nahama is Aramaic for bread. What is handiko? So Rashi says, they would take thick dough, and they would put it on a spear, and then they would, on something that you hold over the fire that's not going to burn. And then they put on an awful lot of oil, or dvash on the outside. So why is that? So why is that not chayv and challah? So why is that not chayv and challah? Why shouldn't you ever say amoitzi? This is something that absolutely doesn't have a shem lechem at all. It's not chayv and challah. Why not? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yona has his funny pshat. The Doruch HaShulchan quotes. Nah, people only eat it as a snack. So since no one has ever kaveh suda on it, so it's not chayv and it's not called lechem. It's not chayv and afrosh eschala. That's what Doruch HaShulchan quoted. That's very difficult. You read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like cake and cookies are chayv and afrosh eschala. It's pasal babikistan, cake and cookies. Sometimes it's hamoitzi, sometimes mezainis. If you kaveh sud, it's hamoitzi. So therefore it has a shem pas, even if you're not kaveh sud. Same din by Lamashal, there's a din of bishul akum. The Chacham prohibited bishul akum and pas akum because it may lead to intermarriage. The bishul akum they prohibited even if the nochri is cooking for the whole public. So why should I fall in love? The original bishul akum should really mean my next door neighbor is having a barbecue in his backyard. So because he wants me to participate, So he takes a brand new, what do you call it? A grill. He buys a brand new grill. And he buys blood kosher steaks. He tells me to buy. And I give it to him, and then he makes it. And I see all the ingredients are kosher. And he has a lot of beautiful daughters, and he invites me to eat there. No, my Yasa Ben Shalayakta. He's going to invite me to eat the food by him, so I'm going to fall in love with one of his daughters, my next on it. So the Chachamim prohibited, even if he's a Galach, and he doesn't have any children that we know of. That's what it says, Shulchan Aruch. Even if he's a Galach, and supposedly they don't have any, they don't have any children, so he's still not allowed to eat. They made it there, they made a life plug, you're not allowed to eat. So the Shaila is, but what if he's not my next door neighbor? What if he's not a friendly Nochri? He has a restaurant and everything is under Hashgacha. We check, we see that all the ingredients are kosher. And everybody eats by him. The Jews, non-Jews, everybody eats by him. So I'll probably fall in love with a Jewish girl, and probably a non-Jew from the neighborhood will fall in love with his daughter. Why should anybody be concerned that I'm going to fall in love with his daughter? So in Shulchan Aruch we say nonetheless, even though he's cooking for the public, he says he's still not allowed to eat Bishul Akiv, even though the likelihood that a Jew is going to fall in love with his daughter is very remote, still, that's not a head. And Pasakim was also introduced. The rabbis prohibited Pasakim not allowed to eat bread that's baked by a non-Jew because of chastens, because it may lead to intermarriage. What happens if he's a palter? What if he bakes bread for the whole community? He's a professional baker. So then the Gemara has a discussion, maybe it's mutter, and by Ashkenazim, the minig is lahaka. The Sfardim, father, the mechaper, you only make it if it's a big shas hafchak, if pasi sol is not available. And Ashkenazim, usually I make it like the Ramo, that pas palter is mutter legam. What's the difference between pas akum and bishul akum? That here palter is a heter, and by bishul it's not a heter. So the logic behind it is, halalechem yichyeh ha'adam. But years ago, the bread was the main part of the meal. That's what the people would fill themselves up on. So they had to come up with a heter because it was a bigger shas hadchak. So they said you can rely on the kula of palter, but as far as the rest of the food is concerned, so that's not such a big shas hadchak, so we're not makel if he's a palter. So the shaila is, what if the nochri, who's a palter, is Mr. Enteman? And he bakes cookies for the whole world. It's a non-Jewish company that has Ashgacha. They watch that. They watch that all the ingredients are kosher, but they don't. The Mashgiach doesn't turn on the fire. Mashgiach doesn't do the baking. So it's Pasakum. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to eat Pasakum on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So really, on entomins, you should say only kosher for the weekdays. Not allowed to eat all the entomins, cake and cookies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's really Pasakum. So the shaila is, what do you mean pas? Pas is if it's bread, if it's hamaitzi. Alalechem yichyodim. On cookies. Cookies. You can live without cookies. So what's the heter on the cookies? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yeredeya, when they talk about Pasakim and Bishalakim, so the Ramah quotes a Taisus, which appears the beginning of the second Perek and Beit. So the Gemara has a little bit there about Pasakim and Bishalakim. And the Gemara is talking about Erev Tavshil in there. So a goy cooked the food. God cooked the food, so it should be bishalakum, so I can rely on it for Erev Tavshilin. Gemara says, there are certain foods that there's no din of bishalakum on, but if the guy cooked it, it's kosher, but it's called bishul with respect to Erev Tavshilin. So on that daf, the Gemara talks a little bit about bishalakum and pasakum, so Tosis quotes this opinion, and that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that pas palter is mutter, not only if it's pas that's really hamoitzi, even if it's cake or cookies, that's basically mezainis, unless you kaveh suda on it, so then it's also called pas. Even if you personally are not kaveh suda, you really should have said that cake and cookies should be under the category of bishalakam. Bishalakam is also, even if he's a palter, even if he's cooking for everybody in the neighborhood, not only he's my next door neighbor, he's more of a kiravadah. So we say not so. We say that the heter of palter not only applies to pas, to bread, which is the original heter, is because alalech miyichi yodam, it even applies to cake and cookies, because since cake and cookies, if you would have been kaveh suda on it, would have become hamoitzis. Even if you're not kaveh suda, it's called pas. It's a subcategory of pas, it's pas abobikis. So that's what we say over here. We say that anything that if you're kaveh suda on it, would have become hamoitzis. Even if you're not kaveh suda, it's chai ben chala, because it's called lechem. Hoye bachochem lechem haaretz. What's over here? This nahama dahandiko. What's it does, nahama dahandiko? Why shouldn't it be chayv and challah? So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah on our daf, where the Rabbeinu Yonah says, on page 52 on Chavavim Veis, he says, because this Nahama the Hanukkah is only eaten as a snack, it's never eaten in a form of Kviya Suda, so therefore you're not Chayv and Afrosh Eschal. You can say the same for a lot of the cookies, for a lot of the cakes. Which normal person would eat such a fluffy cake with all these layers of mush? That's all for nash. That's most of it is sugar. The whole thing, and still we say you chayv and chala on these things also. So we don't accept that opinion. So this is really problematic. What's this nahama de handikah? Why is nahama de handikah potter from afrosh eschala? Rashi just gives you the description what it is. Yeah, Rashi doesn't give the reason why it's potter. The reason that the Rabbeinu Yonah gives is problematic. He says that this is a kind of a cake or a cookie which is not normally eaten in the form of a kviyas. So all the cakes and cookies that we have, we're also not normally eaten by kviyas. We assume against them. We assume that it is chayv and chala. So manishtan over here. So it's very difficult. Very difficult. So he says, V'yesh mishayimah, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Dibar Maschel, V'yikah di'amri, Nahama d'handika, on daf chavav and mebeis, and the dafim and the riv. But the first pshat he gives is his Dorach HaShulchan. That's the one, Dorach HaShulchan. All the bakers in New York area, you all know that one, Dorach HaShulchan. Not chay v'chal, it's all nash. It's all slow. Yeah. And then he says, V'yesh mishayimah, Ananda Maisa. What do they do with this Nahama de Handikah? So he says another pshat, it's a pas yadua that they make tikkuni hanoshim from. It's not oimed lachila. They don't eat it. It's a cosmetic. After they make this, they fry this, not fry, they bake this dough on the shpud with the oil and the whole thing, so the women take it and they smear it on their face. It's a different story why it's not chayv and chala. It's only chayv and chala if it's nacheles lebnei adam. There's a mishnah like that. If you have isis haklovim, if you bake special bread for the dogs to eat, so the mishnah says it depends how you baked it. If you baked it fancy, it looks nice, like the kind of bread that human beings would eat, except that this is miuchet for the Bronx Zoo. The animals are going to eat it, but it's regular bread. So bismancha haroi moichlem emenu. If it's baked in such a way that people will eat from it, so then it's chayv and chala. But bizman she'en aray machlem emenu, it's baked in such a sloppy fashion, doesn't look like normal bread. It's only on belachilas beimet. And the Mishnah says it's not chayv and chala. Chala is only by bachochem alechmos, has to be on belachilas sodom. Kol she'en, if it's not nilosh l'shem maichal odom el leklevim harez b'turah. So the same over here. This is I made l'kishute hanoshim. It's not on belachilas at all. Okay, that I can understand. I can understand very well, but the first shot that he gave, that's really problematic. And then what's the third version? There were three versions. What is prisa? So the first version was gvil merutach, that's quoted in Halach and Shulchanot. If it doesn't have a depth, the exact same thing as the kuva diara. But the kuva diara, you put it in a container, Rashi says, you have a cholol and you put it in, it's going to have a body, even though it's a blila raka, but it's going to have an afia with a body, that's a tzuras apas. And this, the Gvil Merutach, doesn't have any body, it just spreads. So that, we never say, Hamoitziana, not Chayim Echal. The Amad HaHandiko, we have to accept the second shot under Rabbeinu Yonah. First shot is very difficult. Second shot is not Eim Lachiv HaSodom. And the third shot in the Gemara, it's not Chayim Echal, Lechem Ha'osir Lekutach. Mazel Lechem Ha'osir Lekutach. So Rashi says, the last line of Rashi, what is Kutach? Kutach is some kind of a dressing, like we have salad dressing. So they used to have a bowl of mayonnaise on the table, some kind of dressing. Then you pour on vegetables, or you dip your challah, and you dip okay, you dip your flesh in it, some kind of a thing to dip food into. So that's a kutach habavli, because there's more than one. There's Italian dressing, there's French dressing, Russian dressing. So there's a kutach habavli, a Babylonian dressing. And the other kinds of dressing. So lechem asur lekutach. This lechem was baked specifically for the purpose of putting it into the kutach. In other words, it's not normally eaten, just like if you bake lechem in a tzaymit for tachshiti hanoshim, or you bake lechem in a tzaymit lachilas haklovim, so to over here, you bake lechem, but you're not going to eat it b'toras lechem. This lechem is baked with the intention of using it only as part of the kutach. It's not going to be eaten b'toras lechem. You're going to dip things in it. Some of the lechem may be caught on whatever I'm dipping in. Some of the lechem just gives flavoring. So then the din is that you're not chayv v'chala. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute. It should be the same as Isus HaKlovim. Isus HaKlovim is not chayv v'chala. Only the Rishalmi says on that Mishnah, Isus HaKlovim, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, La'alocha, Isus HaKlovim is not chayv, if only asor kelimudim. But if asor kelimudim, if I baked, here there's the Bronx Zoo sends an order to Grunenbaum's that they want bread to feed the animals. The Grunenbaum makes the same shape bread, the same kind of bread that they sell to feed the people that live in Washington Heights. They make the same kind of bread to sell to the behemoths. So if it's the same kind of bread, then the din is Isak Lov Mizchai V'chala. The only time it's butter is if it's Machshavta in the Keres Mitoch Maisa. I look at the shape of the bread, I look at the flavor, different shape, different flavor, looks totally differently. Even though it's royal achilas adam, theoretically, but it doesn't look like Michael Adam, and doesn't exactly taste like achilas adam. So then it's potter. So the Gemara says the same over here also. This lechem also lekutach is potter because it's not oimeid lachilas adam, it's oimeid just to serve as part of the dip, as part of the dressing. So the Gemara says, maisem achicham aleh, it all depends. If I saw ke oven, if you made it regular size bread, and then we're going to chop it up later, we're going to make croutons out of it, we're going to throw these croutons into the kutach to be part of the mush. But you made it originally like regular bread, so then it's chayv and challah. But if asor kelimudim, he just made it the shape. The shape is maisa machichan al machshavta. The shape is such that it's clearly not oimed l'achila sodom. So then the din applies that is not chayv and challah. So the third din is certainly what the Rabbeinu Yonah said on the second din. Nahama dehandika the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted Yesh Mishaimer because it's only a nash, the Shverer Rabbeinu Yonah. Yesh Mishaimer that is Oimed le Tamruki Hanoshim, Mishaimer le Tachshita Hanoshim, not Oimed Lachila. So that's how he learned Nahama dehandika, the second shot. Then Lechem Asa Lekutach is clearly that's what it means. The reason why it's Potter, because not Oimed Leheyachal Betaras Lechem, it's Oimed Leheyachal Betaras. They baked it milchatchila al das to be eaten, al das to be part of the kutach. If it's ma'isim achicha mitoch machshavta. Let's say they make tam-tams, little crackers. I remember Rav Aaron Soloveitcher used to give shurim in the yeshiva years ago, so he used to give the hashgacha on strikes. So he asked them, I remember when he was giving shurim on psochim, al daf lamed zayin, on this topic, when they say amaitli, when they say mizaynus. Somebody asked him, what bracha do you say on tam-tams? Whether you say hamoitzi or you say mezainis, because it's the same as bread. Same as matzah, same as bread, just that it's tiny little crackers. So he says, Manashevitz makes tam-tams. He says, Streitz does make tam-tams yet, so he didn't give it any thought yet. When Streitz will start making the tam-tams, he'll start to think about it. Yeah. So what's the issue? If you make such tiny things, that's also the different opinions of Shulchan Aruch. What's the definition? A pasa babikistu. So one pshat in Shulchan Aruch is that it's a pie with a filling, like a kiss. You have a packet, you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, and then in the middle you have the cherry pie, the cherry filling or the apple filling, or all the meringue, lemon meringue, whatever you have in the middle. So that's one pshat, pasta babikistan. Then you have a few other pshatim. So one of the several pshatim in Shulchan Aruch is if you make tiny little cookies, you make little, even if it doesn't have sugar in it, you make tam-tams. It tastes exactly the same as bread. If you would have taken the same dough, made it in a loaf shape, it would look like a challah. But you didn't make it in a big loaf shape. You made it in a tiny cracker size, in a cracker shape. So it's nikkah that it's aimed as a snack. So that's bari mini mezainis. And if you kaveh suda, then it'll be hamoitzi. So that's the shaila. What bracha does one say on croutons? Croutons, they bake a big bread. Regular bread, like normal bread. And then, as I think that most of the croutons, maybe all of the croutons made like that, they bake a bread, regular bread. Then they cut it up in tiny particles, and then they toast it again. That it should be brownish. It should be toasted on all the sides. So would you say, if they would have made lechatchila tiny croutons, they would have made little balls of dough, and they would have baked each one like that, so then I would understand that would be mezonis. The shape is malchiyach olav, that it's going to be eaten as a snack. It's not going to be eaten as a bread to be filled. So it's like tamtam, that is mezonis. But here they made a bread melechatchila. So do you say that since it was already hamoitzi, because the bread was a regular shaped bread, so it doesn't lose the status of mezonis, it remains hamoitzi if you eat croutons? But he say no, since the bread was baked melechatchila das to cut it up into the tiny particles, so maybe from day number one it was aimed to become a mezonis. So maybe it should be mezonis. So some rabbanim are very more opinionated than others. So some rabbanim think that this is utterly ridiculous to think that crouton should be mezonis. It started off as amoitzim, hechetes. Why should it become mezonis? I don't know. I wasn't so convinced. Here the Gemara says has to be ma'aseh achichem aleho. That's what the Babli says here by this lechem aser lekutach, the pater from challah. And the Yerushalmi says it on the Isos HaKlovim, that's about tchi of challah. The Yerushalmi says like that. You have to have machshavt in a keres mitoch ma'aseh that it's aimed lachilas HaKlovim or that it's aimed lekutach. But as far as hamoitzi versus mezonis, who says that has to be maybe even if they baked it as regular bread? But that's what they had in mind from the very outset. You're going to bake bread and then you're going to chop it up. They got an order. This bakery gets orders from different places. So sometimes they make bread, sometimes they're ordered to make bread by a crouton company. So they understand after they're going to send the bread to the crouton company, they're going to cut it up, they're going to toast it again. So who says that you need to knock down the bracha from hamoitzi to mezonis? Maybe that condition is only the Babli and the Rishami only have it benegeta achiv chala. Doesn't necessarily have to be benegeta amotzi. I don't know. One of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael wrote the tshuva like that. But he thinks that since the croutons are baked, the bread is baked lechatchila to make croutons out of it, so it's mezainis. And some of the Rabbanim in America thought that he's off his rocker. I don't see why he was so wrong. I don't know if it's right, I don't know if it's wrong, but I don't see any hechrech one way or the other. This Gemara is only about achiv chala, not about amotzi. Okay, we got to continue tomorrow.